stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the large-scale overnight attack on Kyiv was one of the most outrageous yet by Russia. At least 9 people were killed in the capital, more than 70 hurt in drone and missile strikes. The attack coming after President Trump lashed out at Zelensky for rejecting a U.S. proposed peace deal that would have Ukraine giving up the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia has held since 2014. 50,000 mourners filing past the Pope lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica ahead of Saturday's funeral. In southern New Jersey, wildfire continues to burn.
This is still very much an active firefight, according to officials. There were more than 1,300 structures that were threatened. So far, officials say just one large storage building for a business has been destroyed. But they're going to continue fighting this until they get some soaking rainfall, and they are not expecting that today. They're hoping for it late Friday, maybe heading into the weekend.
ABC's Trevor Ault, air quality alerts in place for New York City because of the fires. This is ABC News. Today is Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Israel marking Holocaust Remembrance Day 80 years after the defeat of Nazi Germany. Survivors from Tunisia to Belarus lit the 6 symbolic torches at Yad Vashem State Ceremony, that to honor the 6 million Jews systematically murdered by the Nazis and their collaborators. This year, echoes of the trauma among young Israelis. Many hostages released from Hamas captivity say they can relate to the fear, the abuse, and the hunger Jews experience during the Holocaust. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Lift off in China. 3 astronauts from China heading into space to replace the crew of the Chinese space station. They will stay there for roughly 6 months, carrying out experiments in space medicine and technology, moving toward their ultimate goal of a person on the moon before 2030. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Attention auto enthusiasts. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel is bringing you huge savings while supplies last. Stock up on Evercraft and Craftsman clearance items. And don't miss out on Cam 2 Brake Clean. Just $1.99 per can. Sold only by the case of 12. Plus, buy 2 Griot's Garage Wash and Wax products and save $5. These deals won't last forever. Shop now through April 30th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Forecast details for today will be coming up in just a bit here from WRCO as we get along our happy path today on a Thursday, April 24th.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Cordon Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, some scattered showers early, then peaks of sunshine, a high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of late night showers, 47 for a low. Rain tapering off by midday Friday, a high of 56. Saturday, pleasant with mainly sunny skies and a high of 63. Right now in Richland Center, as we approach the day, looks like about a half inch of rain fell in the WRCO rain gauge, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Occasional sprinkles this morning, otherwise the rain may be gone for the day, and it's 48 degrees. Today is Thursday, April 24th. Among the celebrity birthdays, Carly Pearce has a birthday. She turns 35. Carly Pierce on WRCO Radio. Today is New Kids on the Block Day. Celebrate accordingly. It's also Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. So that's fun. Absolutely. I used to do that with my kids. Now, it'd be kind of fun to go to work with them. but I don't think they have a day for that. Love Your Thighs Day. All right. National Teach Children to Save Day, and it's National Pigs in a Blanket Day. One of the few things that I learned how to make from junior high home ec, which we had back in the day. Pigs in a blanket, yes. So one time, mother was gone, and I said to my father, I said, never fear, I've got it covered. I'll make us some pigs in a blanket. Well, luckily, he had his chisel in his pocket that day, so he could eat. Here's Coy Wetzel and Jesse Murph.
Well, I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know.
I didn't think that I'd get burned. Now I'm a big old fool with a leaving lesson learned. Thought I was strong like old Hercules. She proved me wrong with her little say love. She put a hurting on this old cowboy, broke my heart like a little play toy, brought me to my knees from 10 feet tall. The night she left me in Amarillo, I cried crocodile tears in my pillow. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. How could a blue-eyed beauty only 5'3" lay a Texas-sized heartache on me? How could a blue-eyed beauty only 5'3" lay a Texas-sized heartache?
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools. And we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children, and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
1,000, 1,500, 1,000, 1,500, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100.
Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock. And don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and five shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Get ready for a tasty tradition. The Hill Point Fire Department invites you to their annual smelt feed on Saturday, May 3rd at the Hill Point VFW Hall. They'll be serving up delicious smelt from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. But don't wait too long. It's while supplies last. Tickets are just $15 at the door, cash or check only. Come hungry, bring your friends, and support your local fire department. It's the Hill Point Smelt Feed. You won't want to miss it.
choice for better health.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a time dedicated to increasing public understanding about the dangers of alcohol. If you or someone you know is struggling with alcohol, the Richland Hospital and Clinics asks you to contact your healthcare provider for assistance. Together, we can build a healthier, more informed community.
Your first choice for better health. The Richland Hospital.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, there he is.
Good morning, Phil.
The Hankster. What's going on, brother?
Calm down, ladies. Calm down. Boy, they're just beating on the windows, aren't they?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Calm down.
I think there's some medicine for that.
Is that mosquito?
For hallucinations. I don't know.
No, nope, calm down, lady. Get off the window.
That'll be next. We'll probably be battling mosquitoes.
Yeah, I know.
Haven't seen them yet.
Yep.
Probably will be.
How was your evening, young man?
Not too bad.
Was it? Did
right?
you deserve a night off? That's what we thought.
I really wasn't off. I was here for a little bit.
Were you?
So, yeah. Do a little of this and that.
Did I put you to work too much? Or?
Yesterday you did, so I didn't get all my work done during the day.
I'm sorry. So now I'm
That's
in trouble.
All right. Yeah, you're in trouble. I'll put that in the employee file card.
I appreciate that.
Got to get ready for today because it's my lovely bride's birthday.
Happy birthday. Do you want to sing to her?
No.
No. You want me to sing to her?
If you don't sound like John Denver, then just be quiet.
Well, if she can just imagine John Denver.
Oh.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, June.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I was actually going to, maybe make a plan, some sort of plan for some sort of evening, to lavish her and shower. But she's got a class.
Oh.
So, whatever. Well, I guess I'll just have
she's
to.
She's classy.
I'm just going to have to. It's pigs in the blanket day. I'll have to make some pigs in the blanket and hold them for her, keep them warm.
Do you want me to just wrap up in a blanket like a pig in a blanket? My goal, my resolution is still kicking.
Is it?
Yeah, gain that weight all year.
Seafood diet?
Yeah. I haven't held this resolution. I haven't held a resolution this long in a long time.
That's the key with setting resolutions. Yeah. You got to do something that it's realistic.
Yeah.
That you can, you don't want to set some lofty goal. Like, I'm going to lose 50 pounds.
No.
You got to set a goal that you can achieve.
Yeah. I'm going to gain 100 pounds this year, And then next year.
Then lose it next year.
Oh, see,
all right. Hey,
that's 2 years in a row, buddy.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and that's making some plans. I met another fellow Vibe driver last night. And there are a few, that have it. The Vibe, my Vibe is now 20 years old. So, but he told me, and I didn't realize this, because I never have my back seats up. I'm always hauling stuff for the station. Anyway, he said, you realize you can fit a twin mattress back there with those seats down. You wouldn't think it, but it's about the size of a small pickup box.
Right.
It is. It's pretty big back there for no bigger than the car is. So you put a twin bed back there. I'm thinking, well, June, we can go camping this summer,
Yes.
Yeah.
You talk.
Then you don't have to buy a hotel room.
You know
there you
what?
Go.
You're always thinking. Poor June.
That was going to be your birthday surprise,
All right, buddy. I have something for you to try, for our people to try.
Really?
Right? We're going to try this. All right. How smart is your right foot? All right. So I'm giving a couple seconds here. Try this hysterical. This is hysterical. You have to try this, okay?
All right.
I guess there's some things that the brain cannot handle. Here's one of them. While sitting in a chair, lift your right foot off the floor and make clockwise circles. Okay?
Okay.
Now, please don't do this if you're driving.
It's
Now, while doing this, draw the number 6 in the air with your right hand. Your foot will change directions.
I think I've heard this before. It didn't? Oh, yeah, it did. It didn't at first.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is.
So, and it's absolutely nothing you can do about it. It automatically changes it. There it goes. It changed.
Yeah, it changed. Yeah. Man, it's trying to prove you wrong.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
So.
Oh well.
But you know what?
Something to practice today.
Yeah, I don't. I just that's what goes through my head. I don't know how to get rid of it.
I don't know.
We're gonna try some this and that for you.
I was gonna say, have you tried therapy? That might help.
Twice.
Really? Okay.
Well, and we're going to try some this and that. Have you ever heard of this and that?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm going to give you some questions and see which one you like, all right?
Okay, all right.
All right, here we go. Gravy on cereal or ketchup and coffee?
Oh. You know, I really like ketchup.
I know you do.
I do. But I'm going to have to go with the gravy on the cereal.
Gravy on the cereal.
I think I'd probably do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah. Fight one horse-sized duck are 100 duck-sized horses.
If there was such a thing.
Well, if they were, what would you do?
Oh, boy, I think I'd go with just the one.
Just the one size. Yeah,
one
I would,
size.
Too.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe you can quack him right in the head.
100, that'd be quite a big task, right?
Yes, yes. All right, here we go. Have a unibrow that sings show tunes or a toe that glows in the dark.
You probably do. Your toe.
I have both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your one toe.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I think I'd rather have the toe.
Yeah, I think
because you
can would.
Cover it up. Mm-hmm. You know, the unibrow might be distracting when I'm on the air. You know.
Here we go. Your laugh sounds like a goat.
Uh-huh.
Or you... Every time you yawn, you bark.
Oh, boy. I would say that's a tough one. I think I'm going to go with the laugh.
Hoof.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go with the laugh. That's funny. All right.
All right. Only walk backwards or only speak in rhyme?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one, Phil.
Maybe,
but you know,
walk
what?
Backwards. I guess.
Yes.
It'd help me with my DJ patter if everything was in rhyme.
Well, you could do both.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Only play football in flip flops or basketball in ski boots.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say flip-flops.
See, I would go with ski boots.
The flip-flops are lighter.
Yeah, but if someone steps on your toe, I'm done.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
I've had that happen.
Be tackled by a linebacker or hit a fastball with your face.
Oh, boy. Got to be tackled by a linebacker.
On to amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fastball, when you catch it with your face, that hurts.
Yeah. It's ruined a lot of major league careers.
100%.
Yeah, yes, somebody gets hit.
Wear a baseball glove on each hand for a week or run everywhere in a football helmet for a week.
I think a football helmet. Yeah,
I would do the football.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
I don't think I could do the gloves.
I couldn't either. How are you going to pick up your pigs in a blanket?
Yes.
It'd be tough to eat. Wouldn't it?
Well, it depends how big they are. But it'd be tough to eat anyway.
Yeah, you can keep a hot dog in a glove.
Yeah.
You know, some have done it before. During a baseball game, if you're on the bench, you know, you can eat a hot dog while you're waiting to go in.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Have a whistle stuck in your mouth or are followed by myself as a referee.
Oh, that's tough. These are just some really corny ones.
Again, I think it's crazy stuff.
I'm going to say probably the whistle in the mouth.
You don't want me to follow you for a week.
Well, that'd get a little old, I think.
Play every sport with pool noodles.
What?
Pool noodles, you know, those big long... Star
oh,
things.
Yeah, yeah.
play every sport with pool noodles, or be required to narrate your own moves out loud.
Well, I do the old moves out loud. I know.
And he stumbles into greatness.
I used to do that. You know, I was back home. There's knee, last second. Hey, Bulldogs win. Yay. You know, hit the last second shot.
What happened?
Well,
I mean, did you do it, or were you pouring the water still?
No. I would do it like when I was practicing.
Yeah, I know, but you would always put yourself as a
winner. Oh, yeah. No, I'd be the hero.
Like always.
And they'd carry me off.
Mm-hmm. Where are they carrying you to?
I don't know. The dumpster, maybe.
The swamp?
Yeah.
Dribble a bowling ball or spike a beach ball?
Oh, boy. Spike a beach ball.
Yeah, I would too. I don't think you can dribble a bowling ball very well.
I'm very easy.
All right.
They don't bounce very well.
They don't, buddy. Largest moon pie. Okay, so we're jumping to topic. Largest moon pie.
Largest moon pie.
Yeah. Now is in Alabama.
Really?
So, yeah, weighing over 55 pounds.
Oof.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of moon pie.
That's like the weight you've gained this year, I guess, you know, right?
53.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's just a rough guess.
Moon pie, that's a southern thing, too.
Yes,
isn't it?
It is. R.C. Cola and a moon pie. That's a true song.
Uh-huh.
That is a true song, Phil. So anyway, largest collection of flamingo memorabilia. Okay? A woman in Florida owns over 1,000 flamingo items, from lawn ornaments to undies. Yes, underwear. They have flamingo underwear.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really funny what people collect.
I know. You won't catch me naked in a pair of flamingo underwear.
No, I would hope not.
Ugh.
That's a bad.
Largest peach cobbler, which I'm a big peach cobbler fan.
Oh, that's good.
All right. The state of Georgia, of course, took a swimming pool sized pan and weighed 11,000 pounds of peach cobbler. Is that not crazy?
That is a lot.
Yes.
Oh, peach cobbler. They got me hungry for that. A little ice cream over the top if it's warm.
Oh, my goodness.
Good stuff.
And the ice cream kind of melting over that. Oh, my goodness. That is good.
I hear you, Hank.
Yep. Largest yoga chain. All right, here we go. Over 3,000 people formed a human yoga chain in Tempe. Doing synchronized moves under the desert sun.
Okay, wow.
And they can have them.
So that's about all you got.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything?
The only thing I saw was, this was a weird story. Team of British researchers studying chimpanzees in West Africa said they have documented the primates eating and sharing alcoholic fruit.
Really?
The team suggests that chimpanzees could be using the alcohol for a similar purpose as humans, as they were using it for happiness and relaxation and socialization.
Really? Speaking of happiness, Joanne just walked in.
Yes, exactly.
Did you see her new haircut?
Yeah, she looks good. Yeah.
I wonder how much she paid for that.
I don't know. Well, you got yours cut, too.
Huh? Yeah.
How much did you pay for that? Because she had more hair to cut than you did.
I know. She looks better than I.
Yeah, I know. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Maybe you should go to her barber.
What's his name?
Oh, well.
Robin.
Oh, Robin.
Okay, all right. Wow. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, buddy, I hope you have a great day. And no games tonight for you?
No.
You're on the pig in a blanket.
Supposed to be making pigs in a blanket tonight.
Yeah, good luck with that, buddy.
Sounds good.
I hope I have a good day and be kind.
I'll bring the leftovers. Yes.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, where quality and trust meet the road. We deliver high-quality repairs with a personal touch, making sure your vehicle gets the attention it deserves. Plus, we provide free loaners to keep you on the go. Our reputation for excellence is built on years of dedicated service. Join our satisfied customers and experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists difference. Visit us today and drive away with peace of mind. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
This day in history, in 1980, a rescue attempt for American hostages in Iran failed, resulting in the deaths of 8 U.S. service members, and the hostages remained in captivity. The IBM personal computer was introduced in 1981, and in 1990, the Space Shuttle Discovery launched the Hubble Space Telescope on April 24th. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy belated birthday wishes to Leroy Hefner from Jason Shelley, TJ, Jocelyn, Callie, and the dogs. Also to Timothy Hefner from Grandma Smith, have a great day. Uncle Timmy from your newest farmhand, Callie. Happy birthday to Tim, Jason, Shelley, TJ, Jocelyn, and the dogs. And wishes going out to Timothy Hefner. Lots of love from Mom and Dad. Hope you have a special day today. Birthday blessings to Betty Baxter from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Happy birthday, Eric Keller. From Kelly, Jason, and the kiddos, hope you have a great day today. Wishes going out today from the Richland Center Lions to Winnie Wanick, also to Sheila Gaines, to Justin Click, Ann Schmidt, and Junie. Best wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier to Timothy Hafner, Letha Murphy, and Junie. And happy birthday from Avoca Muscadet Blue River Lions to Betty Baxter, Bill Matthews, Josh Matthews, and happy anniversary, Andy and Becca Keller. Judy and Craig Rasmussen have a great anniversary. Love from Mom. Lots of love, it says, to my wife, Judy Rasmussen from Craig. 43 years to husband Craig from Judy. Congratulations to you both on your special day. Happy anniversary, Don and Annette Clark from Five Points Lutheran Church. to Jessica Wanicki, June Nee, Aaron Anderson, and Rebecca Meyer from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy anniversary number 60 to Lyle and Ann. Have a great day today. And this is going out to Lyle and Ann Wanless from David and Doug and Dean. And they all say have a great day, and boy, lead on. What a beautiful anniversary today. Lyle and Ann, thanks for sharing that with us. And again, yes, my beautiful bride with a birthday today, 35, I believe, something like that. But anyway, from Sherry and Brandy and all of your Grant County fans as well. I was going to call her up, put her on the spot, put her on the air today, but her birthday present is that I'm not going to do that.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part, estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. Always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
49 degrees at WRCO after another nice rain shower in the night. On a Thursday morning, we have news right around the corner. Joanne with her new haircut, in with the news. I'll check sports next hour as well right here on the radio. And I guess we'll have to play one for my lovely bride. It's tradition today. Happy birthday to the amazing June Nee.
He came looking for the answers to some questions on his mind. Seeking truth and understanding in the hope that he would find a way to better serve his brothers and his sisters in the sun. Sharing all that he was given, giving all to everyone. Come and listen to the story of a journey once begun. Of a people and their plenty, and their season in the sun, and how they gave themselves the symbols and things that they could hold, living lives in desperation, in the fear of letting go. Our mother will provide.
Sean Denver on WRCL. This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great Thursday.
Cordon Maine's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Cordon Maine Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 49 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Scattered showers early this morning. Some peaks of sun may develop by afternoon and still fairly mild with a high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of rain, mainly after midnight with a low of 47. In Richland Center, it's 49 degrees.
Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with appliances from Town and Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center and Reedsburg. Get store-wide savings on Whirlpool, Maytag, Abana, and KitchenAid appliances during the Spring Fling sellout. Town and Country is packed with inventory, and you'll find great bargains with instant savings and rebates. Shop Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center next to Goodwill, or online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports a decrease in the rate at which tobacco and vape retailers sold to underage consumers last year, with annual data showing a decline from 13.6% in 2023 to 11.8% in 2024. These results come from the SINAR survey, an annual statewide assessment of the retailer violation rate. In 2019, the rate was 5.5% and reached its highest point in 2021, when the rate was 14.1%. The most recent SINAR surveys have monitored sales to those under age 21. This aligns with a change in the federal law that raised the federal legal tobacco sales age from 18 to 21 at the end of 2019. Wisconsin remains one of only 8 states that has not changed its state law to match the federal law, which has caused confusion and enforcement challenges statewide. In response, DHS launched the statewide Tobacco 21 public awareness campaign. First introduced in 2022, the campaign reinforces the message that 21 is the minimum legal sales age for tobacco and vape products. It includes messages for both the public and tobacco and vape retailers. The 2024 data revealed that the most underage sales took place at tobacco and vape shops. These outlets sold to underage consumers at a 30% rate higher than the rates at gas stations and other types of retail outlets. The DHS Wisconsin Commercial Tobacco Prevention and Treatment Program has seen a recent uptick in local zoning ordinances that limit the number and location of these shops. The 2024 SINAR survey also included the following data points. The rate of overall underage sales to males was 14.4%, and the rate of overall underage sales to females was 9.8%. Underage males were most often sold e-cigarettes. Underage females were most often sold cigarillos. Free training to help retailers comply with the Tobacco 21 sales law is available at witobaccocheck.org. Retailers can also order free materials on the Tobacco 21 webpage. Wisconsinites who want to learn more about quitting commercial tobacco and e-cigarettes can visit wiquit.org or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or text READY to 34191 for free assistance, including free nicotine replacement therapy if medically eligible. The Wisconsin Department of Justice reminds you that Saturday is National Drug Takeback Day. More than 135 events are planned across Wisconsin, with more than 248 participating law enforcement agencies, where Wisconsinites are encouraged to dispose of unwanted and unused medications. They include in Richland County at the Richland Center Police Department from 10 to 2, hosted by the Richland Center Police Department and the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Four locations will be available to you in Sauk County. They include the Sheriff's Office from 8 to noon, the Sauk Prairie Police Department from 9 to noon, the Spring Green Police Department from 10 to 2, and the Plain Municipal Building from 10 to 2, and two locations in Vernon County, the Village Hall in Stoddard and the Village Hall in Reedstown. Drug Take Back Day provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal while also educating the community about the potential abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. Unused or expired medicine should never be flushed or poured down the drain. Water reclamation facilities are not designed to remove all pharmaceuticals, and trace amounts are showing up in rivers and lakes. All waste pharmaceuticals must be generated by a household. No businesses are allowed. Households are encouraged to bring in prescription, both controlled and non-controlled, and over-the-counter medications, ointments, patches, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, creams, vials, and PET medications, and vape pens or other e-cigarette devices with the batteries removed. Liquids will be accepted. However, the liquids, creams, and sprays must be in their original packaging. Liquids without the original packaging will not be accepted. Do not bring illegal drugs, needles, or sharps, acids, aerosols, cans, biohazardous materials, personal care products, household hazardous waste, and mercury thermometers. Illicit substances such as marijuana or methamphetamine are not a part of this initiative and should not be placed in a collection containers. Participants may dispose of solid, non-liquid medications by removing the label or blacking out personal information on the label of the plastic pill container or by putting the medication into a clear, sealable plastic bag. Blister packages without the medications being removed are also acceptable. Participating in Drug Take Back Day this Saturday is simple and hassle-free. No questions will be asked, ensuring a quick and anonymous drop-off experience. If you are unable to attend Saturday's Drug Take Back event, permanent drop boxes are available year-round at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy, and the Village of Viola Municipal Building. Farmers are changing what they are planting this year because of the tariffs with China. A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that farmers are looking at the tariffs from the Trump administration and expecting to export fewer soybeans. In Wisconsin, 12% fewer acres of soybeans are being planted. That's because China makes up the bulk of soybean purchases in the world, and there's no alternative markets to sell those beans. Farmers may be moving to corn or other crops to cover the difference. Legislation that could help identify Wisconsin's missing in action will be introduced this session. Tuesday was Veterans Day at the Capitol, and Jordan Tillison with the Wisconsin VFW spoke about the importance of the University of Wisconsin Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project, calling it important for MIA families and for the mental health of surviving veterans. The volunteer group generally receives no state or federal funding and searches for missing personnel as assigned by the Department of Defense. Representative Christine Sinicki said her bill would establish a program to allow the UW team to focus on Wisconsin MIAs. Currently, they met such search for the MIAs assigned to them by the Department of Defense. There are approximately 81,000 Americans who remain missing from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Roughly 1,500 of those are from Wisconsin. This will be the fourth session in which the Milwaukee Democrat has introduced the bill to provide annual funding for teams to search specifically for Wisconsin's missing in action. A federal monitor says more children are being held in Wisconsin's youth prisons than earlier this year. The federal task force that monitors Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools in northern Wisconsin says there are about 30 more residents at the facilities than in January. WJFW-TV in Rhineland reports that agents say the state should be doing more to use administrative justice to handle youth crime. However, staffing levels are up and the state is meeting 90% of the goals the federal government wants in the wake of the 2017 investigation that started the monitoring.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our Spring Fling sale is April 21st through the 26th. Grills on sale all week, power tools, clothing, chainsaw chain sharpening, $5 each, limit of 10. Huge one-day mower sale, April 24th only. And our Vietnam Vet Chapter 7 brought sale the 26th. Stop in that week for these and many other great deals. Hope to see all of you there, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Thursday, April 24th. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center, died last Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or charity of your choice. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca, died January 22nd. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died February 14th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside military rites will be held for Lionel at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department, the Frank O'Brien Legion Post, Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or a local food pantry. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca, and Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca. Betty Beinborn, 91, of Boscobel, died April 4th from congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to the Tuffley Center in Boscobel. Betty Beinborn, 91, of Boscobel. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died March 13th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday in Kenosha. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center. Vernon Charles Carter, 72, of rural Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Friday, May 2nd from 2 until 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Pine Valley Community Village or Schmidt Woodland Hills. Vernon Charles Carter, 72, of rural Richland Center. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 3 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, May 3rd from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the church begins final preparations for Saturday service and procession to the church where Pope Francis will be laid to rest, his final wishes are being revealed. In Rome, ABC's James Longman.
His wooden coffin placed at ground level, not elevated, so that those gathering could see him more easily.
He is keeping some traditions. He'll wear his pallium, a scarf-like garment and a symbol of his status as a good shepherd. A bag of coins featuring his portrait and a document summarizing his papacy will be buried with him.
50,000 mourners have filed past the casket in Rome so far. President Trump pushing back on Ukraine for a peace deal. President Zelensky saying no to U.S. demands that Ukraine not be allowed to join NATO and that Russia be allowed to keep all of the land that it has captured so far. President Trump continuing to push for negotiations with trading partners as American companies, including Southwest Airlines and PepsiCo, lower their earnings estimate for the year because of tariff uncertainty. This is ABC.